Log Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Caesar, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. Caesar, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Enter to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause he ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. If Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, world? It's your boy, Big XL, and this is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man. Got to start this thing off by saying one time for all the streaming sites out there that carry the Riding Dirty Show, one time for all the streaming sites that carry the Riding Dirty Show, iTunes, Spotify, Mixcloud, Audio Mac, wherever you go, check out the Riding Dirty Show and our exclusive interviews. Definitely one time for the providers and one time for all the listeners. Also got to say one time for the good people over at WRFG, 89.3 FM Atlanta, our FM radio home. Been holding down the overnight slot for the past 15 years. Be sure to check us out Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. in the ATL. Also, got to say, one time for Live 365, all right? Last year, we partnered up with Live 365, and we launched our very own station, Ride 95. We are the station of what's next in hip-hop and R&B. You can check us out. We have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Check us out via Live 365. Go to live365.com. Once you get there, go to the search bar. Type in Ride 95, click on the station logo, and you will have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All right, now, if you want to check us out via your mobile device, it's also just as easy. All you got to do is download the Live 365 mobile device, go to the search engine, type in Ride 95, click on the station logo, and voila. Music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Y'all, look, be sure to check me out as I co-host a podcast with my partner Spank, the Country Rap Report on YouTube, on our YouTube channel at Riding Dirty TV. We premiere every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Also, check me out Monday through Friday on TikTok, Twitter, Vigo, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitch as we do the Riding Dirty radio stream. We're streaming an hour of independent music Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Please check us out. Go to all your favorite social media sites and follow us at Riding Dirty Radio. And if you don't know, that's R-I-D-I-N-D-U-R-T-Y-R-A-D-I-O. All right, join the movement. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for me to do what I enjoy doing most, and that's talking to the people that are changing our community, shaping the culture, and just doing it day by day, brick by brick, moment by moment, second by second. People that are making a positive change in this community. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today is no different than any other day on the Riding Dirty platform. So welcome to the show. Hip-hop artist.
Hey, good, man.
Shane,
how you doing?
DeMonte. What up? Hold on, my G, because I got that Southern dialect, and I'm on the tab of names. Let me see if I get it right. Shane DeMonte. Is that correct?
Almost, man. Shane DeMonte, my guy.
DeMonte. Shane DeMonte.
Yes,
all right.
Sir, yes,
all
sir.
Right. All right, Mr. DeMonte, let's get it in. First and foremost, welcome to the Riding Dirty Show.
Thank you so much.
All right, look, let's get into it, man. The first thing I want you to do is I want to let you know I'm humble for you to be here, to give me a little time in your life. Let our listeners know where you're from.
Man, I'm from the Linwood, Seattle, Washington area, my man. Pacific Northwest all day, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. All right, now, what's the weather like in Washington, man? I heard it rains a lot. Is that correct?
Oh, man, you're correct, my man. It's always raining all the time here, but once that summertime hits, man, it's always shining, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. All right, what was it like growing up in your area, especially when it comes to you falling in love with the music?
Man, the Seattle hip-hop scene, man, you know how all scenes are in different areas during the time. Every 5 years, something changes, you know, a different sound comes in, you know. So in the Seattle scene, people always think we got this happy Seattle vibe growing up, you know what I mean? But there's just a lot going on, you know, with the culture, you know, and the art and everything that's going on in the scene. So just growing up, you know, here is just like, it's been different, you know what I mean, than going out of state to other places, you know what I mean, how other people live, you know, like It's way more people are more opinionated, I think, out here, you know?
All right, no doubt, no doubt. All right, now, when did you fall in love with hip-hop, and what made you want to become an artist?
Man, freaking, I was always listening to, like, rock music, you know? I was listening to bands like Red, Linkin Park, didn't know much about hip-hop at the time, and then I started listening to, like, old-school hip-hop, you know? I was listening to, like, Razzcast, Common, Nas, you know what I mean? And then growing up listening to more music in the future, I started going more towards, like, the pop R&B style, the fit of bars, you know what I mean? Because we still listen to artists like Cassidy, you know, artists that can spit like King Los, you know, that got the bars when they spit. But I just think growing up listening to music that I did, you know, like, I just feel like the music that I make is just, is different, you know what I mean, growing up with the music that I wrote, because all the music that you listen to throughout the years, you know what I mean, man, it's just, it changes, you know what I mean? So a lot of people try to change their style, but I always try to keep the same, but still keep it current, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. All right, so when did you decide to actually pursue the music for yourself? When did you go from being a fan to want to be a creator?
Man, so back in high school, I did a dictionary freestyle. And, you know, if you post a video on Facebook, you think you're going to get like 20, 30 likes, you know, you post it. Then the next day I got 200, and then 300, and then 400, and so it got almost up to 1,000. Then it got 1,500, and I was like, wow, I started getting my name out in the local scene. And then I started like, wow, I could really do something with this. So I started getting into more throwing shows. I started getting my name more out there, and I was like, wow, like, to be someone that was out going to the shows, me and the artist in person, you know what I mean, getting the same love back and forth, like, that's just love all around, you know?
All right, now, you mentioned promoting shows, so you're also a promoter. Talk about promoting some of the things you promoted and your promotion company.
Yeah, so I run a promotion company called DMNT Visions now. We used to run a promotion company called Swing Needle back in the day. And it's a lot different because I see a lot of artists, like, they're not really promoters. They're usually like an artist or they're a promoter. And I try to be both because I've been in the shoes where an artist works with a promoter and they're cheaping out with some money, or they're not giving enough time on the bill, or their name isn't even on the flyer. And it's like, I've been on that road before. So we made a record label, not record label, but a promotion company so that we can make sure that everyone is on the same page. We want to make sure that they get paid right. We want to make sure that they get the time on stage. I want to make sure that the artist feels for the artist himself. Because a lot of these promoters out here, they're just trying to make a quick buck, you know, so.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, How hard is it for you to juggle the artist hat and the promoter hat?
Man, that's a great question, man. I mean, it's hard because sometimes you throw a show and you want to be on the bill, but it's just like by the time you're throwing the show with all these other artists on, it's like it's not your time. And sometimes it might be a sold-out show, but you're like, man, right now it's not my time. And it's hard, you know, because a lot of artists want to do a good show with a lot of people, you know, but it's like every other artist has to have that shot too, you know, so that's why I look the way I look at things, you know.
Okay. Now, when it comes to creating music, let's talk a little bit about your style. How would you describe yourself as an artist?
Man, my style has changed a lot, you know. I always try to keep it real to myself, you know, freaking talk about my life and my story, but I didn't get more into the singing until now. I was listening to artists like Kid Laroi. I was an artist like Remy Wolf and stuff like that recently, and like I wanted to go more towards that singing style. But like back in the day, I was always into that Team Backpack, if you know what that is, you know, just trying to spit some bars.
Right, right. Okay, now what has it like? What has that transformation been like, going from bars to now creating more of a commercial sound?
I think when you're writing music, you know what I mean. When you're going from writing raps like bars, you're just kind of going straight through. You know what I mean. You have different flows and different ways you transition, but the way you do a singing track, in my opinion, like when you're trying to have that vocals and hit a certain tone, you kind of have to like match the beat. You kind of have to match how you're approaching it, and you have to hit a certain note, and you have to really feel the beat in a certain way compared to bars. You know what I mean? Because I feel like it's more about the way your cadence and delivery with singing compared to bars. It's more about the lyrics and flow, you know?
Right, right. All right, now, how did you go about picking your name? Is that your birth name or is that a stage name?
Nah, that's my real name, man. And the funny thing is that I mess around with people because my name is Shane, right? And here in Washington, there's a place called the Shane Company, and it's a diamond company. And my last name means diamond, so I used to mess around with people and say, hey, my great-grandpa was the owner of the Shane Company, you know?
No doubt. Whatever it takes, man, it's for that buzz.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I got to ask, man, do you feel like as an artist in your area, what are some of the struggles of being an independent artist, and do you feel like you get the recognition and the support from the fans and the DJs?
It depends, you know what I mean? Like, are you talking about, like, if you're trying to go locally or, like, nationally?
Basically in your area, because, you know, you got to kind of lock down your market first. Do you feel like your market supports the independent artist? Do the consumers support the independent artists, and do the local DJs support the independent artists?
At times they do, you know, different radio hosts move on and out in our area, you know what I mean? And there used to be times on Fridays where they play local music just for 4 hours, you know? And it was on the main radio station playing across everywhere, but then sometimes they don't want that. They want to play more of the radio hits or whatever, stuff that's more popping out here. So it's really hard to get radio time out here. Especially with shows, a lot of promoters really just want the money, man. You know how it is. And just, it's kind of hard, you know, but in our scene, you know what I mean? Freaking everyone's just trying to work together now. Like, we just had a thing called Seattle Sessions where we got 50 to 60 artists together in one studio, locked in for 2 days, and everyone was just making music together, which I thought was pretty dope, you know?
No doubt. All right. When it comes to being an artist, like, how do you want to be remembered 10 years from now by your fans?
Man, I just want to – man, that's a good question. I mean, I just want to be remembered that I kept it real, man. You know, I just want to make sure that, like, I went on stage and I was myself, you know. People look at me, and when I go on stage, they're like, who's this tall-ass white kid, you know, that ain't got no bars, wearing a Hawaiian shirt and some cargo shorts, you know. And then I go on stage, and I do my thing, and people are like, hey, man, I never – thought someone was like, you could rap, but you could really spit. And I just kind of want to leave a mark that people are like, damn, like, anyone can kind of do this. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter who the fuck you are, you know?
Right, right. All right, now you mentioned something. You mentioned those Hawaiian shirts. And when I check you out on social media, you rock those Hawaiian shirts. What's your fascination with the Hawaiian shirts?
Oh, man. It was just a joke, man. I was just with the homies, you know, and I was just going through all that. I needed something to wear, you know, and my homies were talking about the Balenciaga, the Gucci, the Louis, you know, and all that. And I'm like, hey, yo, man, it would be kind of hard if I wear this Hawaiian shirt, you know, as a joke. And they're like, man, they're like kind of dogging on you, you know. And I'm like, you know what, I'm going to run it and run and see how it goes. And since I've been doing that, people just spot me out of nowhere. I'm just walking down the street in Seattle, and people are like, hey, it's you, Shane. I'm like, how'd you know it was me? The Hawaiian shirt. And I'm like, damn, so I kind of stuck with it, you know.
Hey, man, from a merchandise standpoint, you definitely need to get your own line of Hawaiian shirts.
You're classic. That's hella funny.
All right, bro.
That'd be dope.
I would definitely buy a Shane DeMonte, man, I can't. It don't roll off right, Shane.
Hey, it's hard, man. It's all good.
I would definitely purchase one of those shirts and rock on my show.
Hey, that's love, man. Once I make them up, I'm gonna send you one, bro. All love.
No doubt. So look, let's talk about you. Just released. You have a project out called. You have a project out called. Brand new, right? No, I'm sorry. It's called All Grown Up. You have a project called All Grown Up. Let's talk a little bit about that project, how it came about, who you worked with, and what's the vibes.
Man, so All Grown Up was basically like, I'm glad you asked this, man, because a lot of people don't know, but All Grown Up is basically like, you kind of think you're all grown up, but you're not, because you're still growing as a person, you know what I mean? And basically the whole entire project explaining how my life was growing up 18 to 27, you know what I mean? Or what I was doing, I was smoking, hanging out with my friends, partying, doing shows, and just kind of living the young life, doing my thing, you know? But at the end of the day, like, that's not really growing up, you know what I mean? You got to put a foot down and learn how to get your bag right, see how to make sure your family and friends are good, see how you can put your money in different spots, you know? There's a lot more to it, you know? So, and when I started making the music on the project, I just contacted everyone that was the homies. So it was all love all around. The cover art was made by my friend from Kentucky. All the beats were made up from people all around Washington. The only collabs I got were with my two best friends that I've known for a long time. So it was all kind of organically made, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. Now, how has the public responded to the project, and when did you actually drop it?
So I dropped it on December 2nd on my birthday, and we did a release show at Barboza the week after, and it was great reception, you know? We sold freaking 70% of that bitch out, and it was good, you know? It's a lot harder with COVID. I don't know how COVID down there with shows down there, but we must have a vaccine card to enter a show down here, or a 48-hour negative COVID test. It's crazy.
Okay. All right. Now, speaking of COVID, how has living in this new era where we have to live with COVID, how has it affected you when it comes to being an artist, doing shows? How has it affected you?
Well, what I've seen recently is that, so with ticket sales as a promoter, I'm the type of guy that likes to go out and sell physicals, you know? And when I go out and sell physicals, you're meeting the person, someone in person, and it's more genuine, you know? Like, you're seeing them face-to-face, and you went out of your way to give them a ticket. Compared to an online sale, you do an online sale, they bought a ticket, and you're just going to see them there, which is all love, you know? But it's more of a connection when you sell the physicals. But what I've seen with COVID is that all the venues around here aren't selling physicals no more.
Okay, now, that's a good question. I just spoke with an artist earlier today. How important do you think physical copies are, especially when we live in this streaming era?
I think it's very important still. I mean, remember back in the day, like, when artists used to hustle CDs out of their truck and everything? Like, I still think that's very important, you know, if someone sees your face and everything. You can be known as the internet, you know what I mean, as an internet rapper, but I like to be known as an artist, like, in person. Like, if I was walking down the street, someone would know who I am instead of someone say, oh, you're dope on the internet, you know? Like, it's more genuine when it's in person, because I don't know about you, but I'd rather have a sold-out show than 10 million streams, you know?
Yeah, that personal,
like,
that
I,
personal
I like to
touch always goes a long way.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, being an independent artist, what have you learned over these past few years, number one, that shocked and amazed you? Number two, what has been the most challenging part for you being an independent artist?
Oh, wow. Shocked and amazing. Last 2 years. Where this music can take you, you know, is how amazing in my life with it. I mean, I lived in Washington, and I've never been out of state because of the music. I was able to go out to L.A. I was able to go out to Montana. I was able to go out to Idaho and Oregon, and it was all because of music, and, like, I never would experience that. And, like, listening to artists, like I said, back in high school that I would listen to, and then, like, being able to talk to them and open up to them and have the same respect and be like, damn, like, this is kind of surreal, you know? But with the negatives, like, worse is just, the game's messed up, man. Like, I remember I didn't do a show. I went out to a show, and I asked the opener a long time ago, saying, how are you get on shows? How do you do this? And he told me, you will find out one day. And I met up with that artist 3 or 4 years later, and I was like, man, I remember when you told me that. I'm like, the game is kind of messed up. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm telling you. And I'm like, you know how it is. There's a lot that goes on, you know, so.
Okay. Now, I also noticed that you dibble and dabble in the freestyling. What are your feelings about freestyling, and do you think all rap artists should know how?
I mean, I think it's all, like, if you like freestyling, you like freestyling. If you don't, you don't. I mean, if you're trying to say you're that artist that got bars, you know what I mean, stuff like that, I think you should know a little bit about freestyling, you know, but I don't think it's necessary, you know. I just think it's just, it's kind of like something like, oh, shit, he got some talent right there, you know.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. All right, man, again, let the people know, number one, how to contact you when it comes to social media, because we live in an era where social media is prevalent.
Exactly. Times are crazy. We got TikTok now in this bitch.
No doubt.
But, man.
So how can the people, how can they get at you?
Man, you can find me at Shane Diamante. My ads on all social media is Diamante425. That's DiamanTi425. And if you want to find my Facebook, it's Official Diamante. My name's the same as everything on all social media platform and music. And, yeah, man, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you.
All right, my last question. When it comes to collaborating with other artists in other states, is that something you're interested in doing as your career progresses?
Yes. I've been talking to some artists right now. I'm about to start going out to Montana and L.A. I've been talking to some artists from Team Backpack about working with them because I know this guy named Devin E. Money. And just trying to, like, get the name more out there in different areas because I think a lot of artists, they just want to, like, get known more locally in their scene, but they don't want to look at the national level, you know, and how to expand everywhere, you know, so.
No doubt. Well, look, you sent over a song, and I want to drop this song. And I thought this song was dope, man. It talked about friendship, brotherhood. Tell me the name of the joint, and tell me who actually produced
man,
it, and what was it like, right?
Man, the song was called Brothership, man. It's produced by my friend from Wenatchee, After Hours. Mixed and mastered by my man Kreese at the Battlefield, and the song is basically about, like, your bros, you know, like, people that ride for you. I had a friend that was going through drugs at the time, you know, and he was going down a rough patch, and it was just like, damn, like, I don't want to see someone like that go down that road, you know, so I wrote a song to my brother, you know, and if you can tell him the verses, like, you were the one who taught me this, you taught me this, you were the guy, like, and it's just like, seeing someone go down that road, you know what I mean, and showing them that song after when they're doing better, it's a moment, you know?
Definitely, no doubt, no doubt. It makes you feel very accomplished when you can help them out of that situation.
Exactly. That's what music's all about. It's like therapy, you know?
All right, my G, again, I appreciate your time. I want you to do me one favor before we go. Let them know that social media info again. Let them know the name of that project and where they can check it out again and introduce the world to the song.
Man, one more time. My name is Shane Diamante, man. My social media is Diamante425. My Facebook is Official Diamante. You're on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, all that. It's Shane Diamante, DiamanTi. And, man, the song is called Brother Shit. Thank you so much, Dirty Radio, man. It's been all love all around, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, my G.
Motherfucking damn brain. Whoa. And at times I feel my life ain't on track.
Life ain't on track.
But I don't care cause my bros got my damn back.
I be with the gang, yeah, the ride or die, the brother shit. My real day ones had our fun, we be getting lit. We
ain't even blood, but it's love on some other shit. You be my dog in the end, we will never split. I be with the gang, yeah, the ride or die, the brother shit. My real day ones had our fun, we be getting lit. We ain't even blood, but it's love on some other shit. You be my dog in the end, we will never split. You were my homie from the jump, you taught me how to roll a blunt. If you were up, then I was up, I never thought about it much. We were the guys, Air Force Ones, bitches looked so fly. Now I'm getting high for the year, saying cheers, chugging beers. Where our time is really near, I see it clearly, dearly. I see it so damn vivid, let my lyrics be the brush as I paint the image. No more stress and no more worries, be the ones who never did me dirty. About to come up, but I ain't in a hurry, flow be cold, man, like a McFlurry. Watch this, got this, money made profit, stop it, heart is out in the wood. If you make sure you better say what's good, I'll be with one, like the way I should. If you ride for me, just know that I'd ride for you. Cause if you stop back, know that I'm a slide for you. You my bro, bro, we going loco. We a squad, so we never riding solo. I be with the gang, yeah, the ride or die, the brother shit. My real day ones had our fun, we be getting lit. We ain't even blood, but it's love on some other shit. You be my dog in the end, we will never split. I be with the gang, yeah, the ride or die, the brother shit. My real day ones had our fun, we be getting lit. We ain't even blood, but it's love on some other shit. You be my dog in the end, we will never split.
One time, nigga.